Hello, everyone, and welcome to another week of Astro Consciousness. I am here to give you your weekly forecast for May 30th through June 5th. Okay, so on Monday, May 30th, we have a new moon in Gemini. And to be honest with you all, that is really the most important aspect of the entire week. I'm going to talk about some minor aspects towards the end of the week, but I want to leave you with some information about this new moon, because that's really the most important energy that we have at our disposal. And when you really think about it, when we have new moon energy, it is what we want to focus on. We want to focus on our intentions. We want to focus on those intentions really coming up for us naturally. Okay. So we have a new moon in Gemini. That means that the sun and the moon come together in that sign at 9 degrees Gemini. Okay. This opens up a 6-month energetic window that ends with the full moon in Gemini that will take place by the end of the year in December. That means that whatever we're embarking on, we have 6 months to really go all in intentionally and see it come to fruition in some way, shape, or form by the end of the year. This particular new moon has a beautiful, beautiful connection, a sextile to the Jupiter-Mars conjunction in Aries. So when we look at those two energies together, we have to mind multiple layers of the energies, right? So we have cardinal energy with Aries, which is regarding new beginnings. We have mutable energy with Gemini, which is about remaining flexible in whatever it is that we're starting. Mars, Jupiter, and Aries energy are all masculine energy. So this is definitely about taking action. Then we have Gemini energy, the moon energy. There is a combination of masculine and feminine energy there with the moon, but overall it's much more masculine energy, which is also action-oriented, okay? We also have to look at the fact that Aries energy is fire, Gemini energy is air. So we have air fanning the fire. This energy, as I've given you multiple layers of each sign, of each expression, you can understand that this is an energy that wants to be weighed down by anything, especially not our baggage, okay? And I say that with the utmost respect. I say that with all the love in the world, and I say that even to myself, because the invitation that this new moon represents is really that, is an invitation. This isn't forced action. This isn't forced beginnings, forced endings, like the eclipses of the last six to eight weeks, right? That's not what this is. Look at this new moon as kind of a palate cleanser, right? Like, over the last 6 to 8 weeks with the eclipses, you have had a taste of some really heavy meals, that some were probably enjoyable and others were not. And now we're getting ready to taste meals that are much lighter in nature, that feel a little bit more fresh, right? Not so heavy. This new moon is the palate cleanser for that. So what does that mean? We had the heavier meals of the last 6 to 8 weeks. Some we enjoyed, some we didn't, but they left some kind of lasting impact within us. They were nonetheless an experience, right? So we bring with us the memories, we bring with us the lessons, and we leave that which doesn't serve us, that which doesn't really have room at this moment in time. Come the palate cleanser, which is the new moon in Gemini, and now we're getting ready to try new things. So this is a new moon that you want to use to set an intention for something that you haven't done before. Ideally, look, you know your situation better than I do. You know where you're at in life better than I do, right? My point with that is because of the energies, of the essence, of the layers of energy that this new moon has, that I explained right at the beginning, this is supporting us. This is inviting us to try something new in our lives that brings up a different part of us, that really uncovers, I want to say, a much more creative part of ourselves, a part that brings us joy, a side of us that doesn't really have any expectations of something. And look, I know that there are a lot of creatives out there who follow my work, who follow my weekly forecast. So here's what I'll say to you. If you are planning on doing something new in your business, in your creative project, what I highly suggest is that you really lean into your creativity much more than you are leaning into some kind of expectation or ROI, right? Any kind of return on investment. Now, this doesn't mean that you move into something to waste your time, but what it does mean is that you are open-minded enough to say, I'm going to try this new way of exposing my work, of, you know, whatever it is. I'm going to try this new way of being creative. I'm going to see what it does. Not just for the result, but to see what creative aspect within myself is lightened up, is brightened, is dug up. Sometimes we need to go about life. We need to try something completely out of the ordinary in order to shake things up, especially if we're stuck in a rut. I don't know about you, but while the last 8 weeks have been extremely revelatory for me, they have also, especially the last 2 weeks, have just been very heavy. And what I'm looking for is for a shift. What I'm looking for is for my attention, or part of my attention, to go into something different, because I need that palate cleanser in my energy field. Again, the last 8 weeks have been of a lot of growth, a lot of revelation, a lot of things have come up. I'm processing them, I'm holding them, but what I've come to realize is that a lot of the heavy stuff that comes up in our lives, we can give it a concerted amount of time and effort. I have figured that sometimes when I don't want the heavy stuff within me to take over, I said, you know what? My appointment with my therapist is on so-and-so day, and that's when we're going to give this time, right? Sometimes I'm able to do that. Other times, I have to give myself little moments throughout every day to say, okay, I'm going to cry right now, or I'm going to journal about this right now, or I'm going to voice note about this right now, and just kind of let it out. I'm going to ground, I'm going to meditate, whatever it is, right? Just to kind of give that part of me that wants time and attention, give it a concerted amount of time and attention, but not allow it to take over my life. These are just little tricks and practices that I've learned to really manage multiple parts of myself, especially when they're happening at the same time. Because I think that especially when we do our inner work, a huge part of the inner work isn't necessarily to overcome, just to heal, just to eradicate certain parts of ourselves. I don't necessarily believe that certain parts of ourselves become completely eradicated. I think what happens is that we are able to expand the bandwidth from which we hold space from, and that changes things, right? So it's not so much about all or nothing, getting over something or not, not about ignoring what is there, but it's about understanding that multiple things are happening at once and that it's okay. And that they can exist at the same time. Why am I bringing this up? Because this new moon, like I said, is an invitation for us to try something new. And if we try something new, if we start on that, if we take dance, I wish I could remember the name of this woman. I started following her on Instagram. And she takes dance, like choreography dance classes, I don't know, and she, you know, she posts them on her social media, and she's like 50 plus years old, and she's, you know, her whole thing is positivity around aging, right? So the moves that she does, you see her twerking, you see her doing all kinds of things, but she's just enjoying herself. And the reason that I started following her was that, oh my God, the first thing I thought when I saw one of her videos was, I want some of that. I want some of that confidence. And so again, back to my point, doing something like that, that brings us out of our comfort zone, but that really lights a fire within us, puts a spark, a skip in our step, a spark in our eye, something that brings us out of a rut that we may have been in, especially the last 8 weeks, that we may still be processing a lot of that. And I think we will. I honestly think that we will continue processing for the rest of the year a lot of heavy things that came up in the last 8 weeks, and that's okay. But this new moon reminds us, try something new. Try a dance class, pick up an instrument, painting, I don't know, join a writing workshop, join a meetup group, pick up cooking, whatever it is that lights up a different part of your brain, that sparks excitement in a different way of your nervous system. Huge. This is the new moon to do that. So anything that allows you to express yourself in a different way has the possibility to shift your perception on life. So while we may be processing and holding heavy things, it doesn't mean that that's what our life has to be all about. And that when we light up a different part of our brain, we expand the perceptive lens from which we look at life through. When we expand those lens, we expand the possibilities of what's possible for us, simply because we open ourselves up to new experiences, environments, people, communities, conversations, knowledge, facts. All of those terms that I just listed for you are all Gemini terms, okay? Over the weekend, I posted, I wrote a small post on Gemini and Mercury energy in the zodiac. And the essence, the powerful essence of Gemini and Mercury in the zodiac is the power of words. The power of words, when put together in a certain way, how they become knowledge and facts, and how sometimes that knowledge and that fact becomes a book, a blog, something that then we read that changes our lives, that sparks up something within us, that helps us feel validated, that really shifts our perception from something to something else. That is the powerful essence of Gemini and Mercury energy. So when we introduce ourselves to something new, when we introduce ourselves to a new hobby, to a new subject, to a new book, to a new community, we introduce ourselves to to endless possibilities. Whether we realize it or not, think about that, okay? When I'm working with someone, this is the perfect example. When I'm working with someone one-on-one, right? And one of the things that they want to manifest is, I want to manifest a relationship. Okay, we are not setting a game plan to, these are the steps you're going to take, and that's how you're going to meet the love of your life. No, because that's not what's at play. What's at play is paying attention to your mindset around dating. How's your nervous system? How does your nervous system deal to the thought of dating? How do we look into that? How do we talk to that part of the self? But one of the things that I like to encourage is go to a meetup group, right? Go to meetup groups. See who you meet there. If you want to bring a friend, fine. I can understand that. But what I highly suggest, and again, this is from my own personal experience and what I've seen in other people, is that when we do things, especially new things, on our own, we cultivate a different relationship with ourselves, a different level of intimacy with the relationship with ourselves. Like we have our own inside jokes, if you will. We have our own inside understanding and something that is very much ours. And I don't know about you, but I find that I need those things for myself. I need to have things that are just mine. So let's say that you go to a meetup group and you meet a new friend, right? And then you become friends with that person and you start hanging outside of that meetup group. And then they take you to a party and you meet more of their friends. And then you meet more of those people's friends. And then you guys end up going, like, this group over the, you know, course of several months, you end up going, I don't know, on a camping trip or something. And then the one of the friends brings a friend, and then just maybe just the friend of the friend of the friend of a friend that you met who knows how many months before ends up becoming a person that you have a relationship with. Now, that may dawn on some of you, that may land on some of you like, oh gosh, okay, sure, whatever. I'm telling you, it's not out of the ordinary, it's not far-fetched. When we allow ourselves to start something new, to do something different, to activate different parts of our energy, different parts of our masculine, feminine tendencies within us, activate different parts of the brain, that represents absolutely new limitless possibilities, because you just don't know what that first step might take you a few months from now. You just don't know. Guys, the only reason that I am able to do astral consciousness in the way that I'm doing it now is because eight years ago, my best friend told me, hey, there's this guy who teaches astrology out of his apartment. We should give it a shot. And that is where the real obsession with astrology began. I have been into astrology my entire life. It's been a part of my life in some way, shape, or form. But to study it, to delve into it, to, like I said, become obsessed with it in the way that I am, started 8 years ago when my friend said, we should try this together. And from there, that's where I met my very first teacher, my very first mentor, my very first therapist. It's when I got inspired to become a life coach, to get certified in other things. And that's why I'm here recording this thing for you today. So I say this because I know for a fact that there have been plenty of times where you have realized, holy shit, if it hadn't been for that one moment, I would not have experienced this one thing. I would not have met this one person. I would not have, you know, and then fill in the blank. Yes, life does happen that way. The thing is that when we get stuck in ruts for too long, we forget about that magic. We forget about that magic. For me, being here with you today, recording this class, started 8 years ago. With me saying, sure, I'm going to try it. Why not? Why not understand the thing that I've been dibbly dabbling on, you know, for years, but haven't really thought of too much? I never expected to become so obsessed with it. Truthfully, never. And here I am. Now this is what I get to make a living out of. So in that same way, think about, go into this new moon, setting intentions with this new moon, with that excitement, with the excitement of possibilities, but not with expectation. Be mindful of the expectations. Remember, Gemini and Aries energy, they create a lovely sextile. Everything about this new moon is about lightness. Gemini, it's a much lighter energy. Aries, it's the first sign of the zodiac. There's not much forethought with Aries energy, okay? The conjunction between Jupiter and Mars in Aries is saying expansion. You're going to get expansion, Jupiter, through action, Mars, as long as you have the courage to take the action, Aries, okay? Now, this is the first sign of the zodiac, so there's not much forethought. Here's something that you're going to be aware of, okay? You're going to want to be mindful of this. You're going to be mindful of, why am I doing this? Remember, mind the intentions behind your actions. Am I looking to add some kind of spark to my life? Do I want to reignite a fire within me? Am I finally picking up on something that I've pushed off, that I've kept away from me for many, many years, for whatever reason? Is it now the time? Now am I giving myself the permission to do that? Because that is another huge component of this new moon. Giving yourself the permission to be a beginner at something. Giving yourself the permission to let go of what people might say and to simply step into a space that your heart has been dying to be in for a long time. Like this lady on Instagram, I really wish I would remember her name. But she doesn't care. The way that I see her dance on her reels, it's so inspiring. I swear to God, it's so inspiring because she's a woman in her 50s and dancing with girls half her age, right? Now, I don't care about that. And I think we're moving in a direction where a lot of people aren't caring about that. But when it comes to us, because I may say, good for her, I can cheer her the hell on forever. Yes, I love you. I love your videos. I will support you. If I ever get a chance to watch you dance live, I'm going to absolutely do that. I feel that inspired, right? But when it comes to me, here come rushing all the judgments and all the reasons why I should not be twerking with girls 15 years, you know, younger than me, right? So with that said, be mindful. Be mindful of why you're doing something. Dare to do something differently. Dare to do something that brings joy in your life. Incorporating joy into my life intentionally, it has had to be intentional. For me, it has had to be a practice. For me, it became like a homework, truthfully, from a coach that I was working with, because it was difficult. I didn't know how to do that. I didn't know what that meant. And the fact of the matter is that anything that brings us joy is really up to us. Anything that brings us joy, period. I had to learn what that was. For a lot of reasons, my nervous system was fried, blah, 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 all this stuff, right? My own story. But when I started prioritizing joy, the way that I did my work changed, the intentions behind my work changed, the way that I approached myself, the way that I talked to myself. There's still some harsh narratives in my head, but I'm able to hold them differently. I'm able to step away from them differently. And I can say that a huge part of that has had to do with taking time throughout my day to fit in joy. And sometimes that means going for a walk, not thinking about work, getting off my phone, and just enjoying the present moment, letting the sun hit me. That sometimes means that I take myself out to lunch or breakfast. A lot of it has had to do with spending time on my own. That sometimes means that I take a new course or that I buy myself something nice, whatever it is for me in that moment. I've had to learn to do that. So if you're thinking, what the hell am I going to start? What's new? That's completely up to you, whatever resonates with you. But understand that this isn't just for the sake of doing, that this, if you set an intention to start something new for yourself, that it's something that brings and adds something to your life. And I'm not talking about bringing money. I'm not talking about bringing some kind of something. I'm talking about bringing out a different part in yourself, bringing you joy, allowing you to get in touch with your creativity from a different perspective. This act alone can help shift the way that you look at life. Incorporating joy into my life and making it a priority, as much as I make other things a priority, I cannot tell you how it has helped me to view life in a lighter way, to really not hold on to a lot of things, to kind of go with the flow a lot, right? sometimes things are just not that serious. And it has done wonders for my health, for my well-being, for my overall existence. And it's because I've incorporated joy. So, like I said, the week is really all about this new moon. Over the weekend, by Friday, we're going to experience Mercury finally stationing direct. But Mercury doesn't come out of its shadow phase till the 6th, okay? So let's say that this week you are not sure of what your intention is, what you want to start, if you want to start anything. My suggestion is that you take the time this week to do that. Look, this isn't to add something to your plate, right? Just for the sake of it. This isn't forceful. This is an invitation from the universe saying, essentially, how can you incorporate joy into your life? If you feel like you're not there, that's okay. You don't have to do anything. But take the time, at least this week, with Mercury still retrograde, to think about, okay, if I don't feel like starting something new, which is fine, what do I need to release in order to feel a little lighter inside? We're looking for lightness. We're looking to find that lightness in life because it does exist. We just have to pay attention and we have to be willing to move in the direction, and a direction that doesn't have to be so hard. How do we contemplate that? How do we look at that? How do we hold it? How do we become curious? Can we accept that maybe life doesn't have to feel so hard or so heavy? Even when we're dealing with difficult, heavy things. And that can be a mind twister, but it is possible. It is so possible. And it doesn't necessarily feel, again, like you're holding more. It's just that what you're holding differently. And in order for us to learn to hold our life differently, especially if it's feeling heavy, we need to be open-minded to other ways of perceiving our life, the stuff happening in it, and more importantly, the way that we perceive ourselves. Okay? I hope that you find this helpful. Have an amazing week, and I'll talk to you next week.